838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Thursday. Continuing this conversation about this road funding package working its way through the Senate. This is going to be a problem. And let me tell you why. Public Act 51 of 1951. 7 years before I was born. I'm 67. 74 years ago, this public act was passed in the Michigan legislature. The main reason it was passed, it was because of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. We talked about this on yesterday's show, creating the country's interstate highway system. I explained going east to west, the highways 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, and 90 run east and west, starting in the south, heading north. Again, you want to go from Florida to Southern California, you drive Interstate 10. Interstate 20, a little farther north, 30, 40, Interstate I-40, basically right in the middle of the country, running from the East Coast all the way to California, going through Tennessee, Knoxville, that area, 50s, 60s, 70s, running east and west, getting a little closer to 80s, which is basically the Ohio Turnpike. I-80 running from New York all the way out again to California. 90s are like I-94, I-90. Those run through North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Well, guess what? They created this public act when General Dwight D. Eisenhower became president and basically created the country's interstate highway system. This is the formula they've been using to use on our road funding since 1951. Has there been amendments? Sure. But it is an old formula that needs to be scrapped. And you got to completely rework road funding in Michigan. Forget amendments. It's time to fix it. Senator Hertel, I think the challenge is, in order to do the right thing, it's going to take some political will for people to look at this issue as for what it actually is and realize that some parts of it are unfair at its most basic level. When we are funding infrastructure in upstate areas and communities like mine are willing to do that at a time to help development other areas in the state, we now have to look at the higher traffic volume areas of southeastern Michigan and West Michigan. Michigan is now at a place where roads have taken some of the worst toll over the years, and it's really hard to support anything that doesn't fix that effort. He said his hometown, St. Clair Shores alone, could see a $10.5 million increase under the House plan, explaining it's time to inject those billions of dollars into the overall system and help everybody. Well, Hertel responded that his district has been getting the short end of the stick, with lots of his residents' taxes leaving the county and going back to northern Michigan infrastructure. We need that money to stay here. We need that money to fix our roads instead of telling counties that they have more money because they need to expand and grow their rural communities. Well, that's going to be a problem because you're operating under an old formula. I don't know what part of this they don't get. Well, Kleinfeld from East Point said, I want to point something out to you. If I can't get my colleagues to agree to what I want to do with roads, how the heck are we going to get our colleagues to agree with what you want to do with roads and the rest of the budget? It's a plan worth a lot of outstanding money that nobody knows where it's going to come from. Kleinfeld added, the very organizations supporting the $3.1 billion plan are going to be the first ones knocking on your door when something in their budget gets cut to pay for this. Very interesting point. So, what's the bottom line for all this conversation? The House has passed it. The governor wants it. But the senators won't agree. That's why the Republicans had the foresight to pass a $20 billion continuing resolution of this year's budget to keep the government open after midnight on September 30th. Why? Because they're never going to agree to this budget. They're never going to agree to the road funding. They're never going to agree to all these other moves that have to take place. And they're going to be forced to shutting the government down at midnight on September 30th. Well, maybe just maybe at that point, they'll accept the $20 billion to keep the lights on and then figure it out later in the fall. Going to be very, very interesting process. And we'll continue to follow this story. Lots of numbers, lots of stuff in the weeds. I get it. But the bottom line is the House is the leader in this year's budget. The senator and the senators from the Democrat side of the aisle, they're not willing to go along. The governor, even Gretchen Whitmer, she's willing to make compromises. Why? Because realistically, she understands the Republicans have control of the House. It's that simple. Now, the next story I'm going to get into, I'm going to start it right now. It's probably even going to take us into the third hour. You heard it at the top of the hour news, bottom of the hour news. Donald Trump signed an executive order to protect national security when it comes to energy. In that executive order, he put in there that permits for any projects need to be expedited if they are being reviewed by any federal agency in Washington, D.C. Well, one of those agencies is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They're moving forward on the permits needed to advance Enbridge Line 5 tunnel project. This would be drilled through the rock under the Straits of Mackinac. Well, on Tuesday, they published a public notice that the permits are now being expedited. President Donald Trump announced earlier his signing of the emergency environmental review related to 600 energy-related projects will now get immediate consideration. Anything that deals with, quote, energy supplies that could result in unacceptable hazards to life, significant loss of property, or create any immediate, unforeseen, significant economic hardship will be taken up first. Well, the Army Corps of Engineers have been instructed by the president that this tunnel project fits that criteria. The Army Corps determined Tuesday that Line 5 project does meet all of these requirements. This decision was applauded by labor unions as well as workforce organizations. Brent Pilarski, business manager of the Michigan Labor's District Council, said, "This is about jobs. This is about wages. This is about affordable energy. This is about protecting that energy that flows from Canada into Michigan. It's about time the permitting process moves forward so we can start working on this project." He went on to say, "Residents across both peninsulas rely on Line 5 for affordable home heating fuel and much more. Job creators and workers rely on Line 5 for the fuel they need to make products that residents depend on. These are good-paying energy jobs and will create a ton of construction jobs." Well, the tree huggers, Sean McBreedy, campaign coordinator for Oil and Water Doesn't Mix, called the decision a sham, in that a vast majority of the product Line 5 carries is actually consumed in the Canadian market, which calls into question the energy emergency. Well, sorry, Sean, your statement is not 100% accurate. While some of the product is consumed in Canada, a large portion of it is consumed in the UP, Northern Lower Peninsula, as well as gas stations in mid-Michigan. We're going to continue the story. Final segment of this hour. Not sure we'll get it wrapped up, but we'll try. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Talking about the Army Corps of Engineers expediting the permit to go forward with the tunnel project for Enbridge. When the then governor, Rick Snyder, after forming a committee to explore all the alternative options, finally gave his blessings to the tunnel project back in 2018. Folks, I was talking about that process on this microphone 7 years ago when it happened. He made a bipartisan committee. I believe it had 19 people on it. They looked at options. Do we shut down the pipeline and force Enbridge to deliver these products by semi-tractors, semis, tankers hauling this product? Well, they calculated the amount of product that goes through the pipeline. They determined that it would take 2,512 semi-tankers every single day, running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, would have to cross the Mackinac Bridge with that product to get it down to Sarnia. Well, first of all, we don't even have 2,512 semi-truck drivers, CDL drivers with hazmat endorsements like I used to have, capable of hauling that product. Number two, you're running 80,000 pound semis on our roads. You got 80,000 pound semis, tanker, trailers going over the Mackinac Bridge every single day. On top of the potential of accidents. So that wasn't an option. And there was no other way to do it other than a tunnel drilled through the rock, encased in concrete, to remove those lines and put them through the tunnel. Well, back then, Enbridge set a goal to have this tunnel project, the 3.6-mile-long dig, completed. When? Last year, 2024. Had this governor and this attorney general and all of these tree huggers with this stop line five signs in their front yards had not tied these guys up in court, the tunnel would already been built a year ago. So all the risk of keeping that pipeline open, the potential for breaks, the potentials for major freighters breaking the line with their anchors in the event of a storm, you guys have kept that potential risk alive. Enbridge would already have the tunnel done a year ago. Enbridge filed its permit applications to the state and federal regulators in April of 2020. In 2021, the state issued environmental permits. In 2023, the Michigan Public Service Commission approved placing the new pipeline segment in the tunnel. But yet the project continued to be held up. Where? Washington, D.C. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had to complete what they call an environmental impact study. Enbridge reapplied for state governmental permits since the previous ones expired. Well, those permits are now set to expire in early 2026. So what was truly the bottom line? The years of slowdown coming as a result of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, pursuing legal actions in the court. Then President Joe Biden never showed much enthusiasm for the project, and the environmentalists continued to angle for the full elimination of the pipeline and getting rid of the fossil fuels. All the jobs, all the propane, all the energy that turns into gasoline, the environmentalists, Governor Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, wanted to stop. What is the tunnel project? Real quick, they're going to drill a 21-foot diameter tunnel through the bedrock of the Straits of Mackinac. They will encase that tunnel in concrete. And then they're going to put a brand new 30-inch diameter crude oil and another 30-inch natural gas pipeline to replace the two 20-inch pipelines that are right now on the lake bed, exposed to the environment and anchors. The project's moving forward, people. And it's going to help our listening area. Hour number three, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-